The Philly DA says the city is going into the summer with a record-breaking low number of murders. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports.
Larry Krasner says the city has been doing better than ever so far this year when it comes to homicide numbers.
Last week in Philadelphia, there were, not including what happened this weekend, there were one homicide and 12 non-fatal shootings.
The DA says so far, that means the city is at a record low number of murders.
Philadelphia has experienced 57 homicides. This is a 38% decrease from last year, which was a record year. It is 36 fewer homicide victims than last year, which was a record year.
Krasner credits mentorships and other anti-violence initiatives on the grassroots level as the reason fewer people are being killed. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
A bill to ban cell phones throughout the school day passed the Pennsylvania State House Monday. The measure was authored by Allegheny County Democrat Mandy Steele, who says access to smartphones can decrease students' ability to learn and tempt them with social media. But Washington County Republican Natalie Mihalik is among critics who say school districts should draw up their own policies.
When the technology changes, I trust our school boards to be able to pivot much more quickly than Harrisburg ever could and address those changes as they come up.
Steele's bill drew support and opposition from both parties. It now heads to the state Senate, which has already passed similar legislation. Three Atlantic City casinos and one Philadelphia area casino could be acquired by one company looking to acquire Caesars. The Philadelphia Business Journal reporting that Fertitta Entertainment's planned acquisition of Caesars would give the company control of four of Atlantic City's nine gaming properties. The deal, valued at nearly $18 billion, includes the assumption of roughly $12 billion of Caesars' outstanding debt. It'll be mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s this afternoon, currently 70 degrees.